Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Booth 61. Featuring movers and shakers on the Atlanta tech scene, organizations serving the tech market, and the inspired people who lead them. Now here's your host, Ricky Steele.
This is Ricky Steele. We're in Booth 61 live at the Ritz-Carlton Buckhead, where another capacity crowd is joined for the Atlanta CEO Council. Probably one of the best crowds I've seen in the last 3 or 4 months. A lot of great people, and I am truly honored that Jenny Bloom has just joined me at the microphone. Jenny is the CFO of one of Atlanta's favorite companies and really one of the hottest companies in the space right now is MailChimp. And we are so excited to have you here, Jenny.
Thank you, Ricky, for being here.
Is this your first time at the Atlanta CEO Council?
Yes, it is.
Well, good. Well, welcome. So how have you enjoyed the evening so far?
It's been great. Yeah. The speaker, Jennifer, was awesome.
She was amazing. I just had the opportunity of spending some time with her on the radio. And she's not only smart, but she's a lot of fun and playful, but she is way beyond smart, it appears.
Great speaker, too.
Yes. Tell me a little bit, what's going on in the world of MailChimp right now? You've got a move going on you're in the process of, and a lot of exciting things.
Yeah, we're moving to Ponce, hopefully in February of 2015. And we're now sending over 10 billion emails a month.
Wow. Well, I have been a believer and a user of MailChimp for, 7 or 8 years. And I think since my book first came out, I've used it to distribute information. And I am a sales guy, as you well know, and you know me for a while. I'm not a technical guy. I could figure out how to send, mass amounts of email to my followers. And when somebody didn't want to be on, it was easy for them to click off. And it's just a great process. You've just set up a wonderful system that's easy for a layman like me to use.
That was the whole purpose behind how it became MailChimp was they wanted
a dumb monkey enough, like me could use
easy
it.
Enough that a chimp could do.
Well, I feel better about myself already. So what does the next year or two look like for you? Just consolidation and moving to this new headquarters and continue to expand across the continent?
Yeah, we're actually about 53% now international, so we're hoping.
Oh, wow.
So our international market's really growing, and that's kind of more of our focus is more of the international.
I knew you'd done a great job across this continent, and you had moved international, but I didn't know it was 53% of your business now.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so we're looking to grow international, and, we're busy working on hopefully some new products.
Most of the people that listen to Booth 61 are in the technology community, from early stage companies to some more mature companies. And we've had everybody from NCR to the CIO at Carter's, or this one, that, and the other one. What would you want to say to them about MailChimp? If they don't know something about MailChimp, what message would you like to share with them? Maybe expansion plans or ease of use, or if they wanted more information about how to find out more about MailChimp, what would be the best way for them to do that?
Based on our web, we don't really have a lot of direct mail materials or anything. I mean, everything's on our website.
So just go to the MailChimp.com.
Yep, that's where everything's
at. Find out all the information they could possibly want.
Right.
If someone wanted to get in contact with you personally, just email address?
Jenny at MailChimp.
So, anyway, Jenny, I know that you've got a lot of people that are waiting in line to talk with you. You're certainly one of the biggest name companies in the room tonight, so you'll have your dance card filled the entire evening. But I really appreciate you taking this 4 or 5 minutes to spend with me, and it's a great honor for me, and continue this tremendous work y'all are doing in Atlanta, Georgia with MailChimp.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jenny.